Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Steve Futterman. We are seeing dramatic developments in Russia's war in Ukraine. During the last 2 weeks, Ukraine forces have launched a counteroffensive in the eastern Donbas region, a region that Russian forces took control of early on after their invasion. And the Ukraine forces seem to be having success. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, is now largely back in control of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has responded by ordering a massive call-up of 300,000 troops. In Russia now, there are new troubling signs for Putin. There are more open protests. Many more are trying to flee Russia. It is a critical time. I'm Steve Futterman, CBS News.